Thank you. Thank you, everybody, for that wonderful welcome. You've done me. Can I just say how absolutely marvellous it is for me to be back here with you all once again from wherever it is I went when I was somewhere else. I really do. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this evening I was supposed to be doing for you my wonderful lecture talk on ancient Egypt, but I'm afraid it's my very great regret in life to have to report to you that earlier this evening my slide projector was damaged whilst being manhandled by someone I can only describe as an idiot in the employ of these premises. Now, don't worry about that, though, because that's not the disaster it might have been with someone less experienced and versatile as me stood up. So, for a treat in the circumstances, what I'm going to do for you is I'm going to share with you some of my wonderful anecdotes and stories from my 50 years, not out, in show business. You know, when I was a little lad, I used to sit and read about the top film stars and matinee idols of the day. And I used to think to myself, it could never happen to me. And then I used to think, well, why not? And then I used to think, because things like that just don't happen to me. And then I used to think, but that doesn't mean they can't. And then I used to think, oh, I'm just being stupid. Then I used to think, now, who are you calling stupid? Then I used to think, oh, look, come over here, I'll knock your block off, you talk to me like that. And I would have gone on forever if the bus hadn't have come. What I'm trying to say, everybody, is that the power to change course lies firmly, very firmly within you. I know this to be true, because I done it, and so can you. You know, one of the things I remember mainly about... just a minute. Did you hear that? That's my stomach rumbling, isn't that? I've not had anything to eat tonight before I came here, because I expected there'd be food on. Oh, I'll tell you something, it's all glitter and lovely, isn't it? What you see now, this side of it. Once you get the other side of that curtain, you're on your own. Hey? It's all for one, and one for everyone, all for themselves behind that. Hey? They haven't even got a bottle of drink on. Hey? Obviously, some people have never heard of the word possibility. I thought they'd at least have some bits of quiche on you can wrap up and take home if you're quick. Hey? I'll tell you something. It's not like the BBC, you know. I once went home with a whole salmon when I was on Just a Minute. Must have been £20 if it was an ounce. Salmon for me breakfast, salmon for me dinner, salmon for me sodding tea. Was sick of the sight of the bloody thing in the end. Laid on its plate, staring at me with those cold, accusing eyes, playing its bloody mind games. Went to hell and back with that fish. Can still see it now, looking at me across the table, tormenting me with its barely suppressed insolence. In the end, I had no option but to flush it down the toilet, face first. Yep. Of course, Nicholas Parsons had the pick of the table, what with it being his show. He took all the cheese. I can still see the look of triumph on his face as he waltzed out the door, holding his two great big balls of Edam, grinning like a baboon. Mind you, they were all at it on that show, you know. Clement Fraud went home with at least £3 of hummus in his cooked hands. Pam Ayres, oh, blimey. Hey, by the time she got to the table, there was only a half-eaten Cornish pasty left. Oh, she was livid, swearing like a trooper, kicking and scratching. She put a window through, you know. Yeah. Oh, yeah, me and Derek Nimmo had to pull her off the producer. Yeah. I'll tell you something. That is a side of Pamir's I hope never to see again. Anyway, that's all you're getting from me. I'm going off. Where's Jeff? Is he paying us tonight? I want me travelling as well.